Life after high school. Become a great being. Erica was right. Grades and graduations bite. The integrity of your mind must come first. And you must rise and rise, or you'll end up cursed. What teachers didn't know to tell you is that it is not just knowledge, but wisdom and your greatness too. Thus, live your life cautiously, authentically, and true, and rise, breakthrough after breakthrough. Oh, people will come and try to make you more useful. But you have to rage and stay authentic and truthful. You are not to simplify other people's lives. You are to fight for your wisdom until it arrives. Book after book, quest after quest, do not allow your wisdom to be suppressed. Your wisdom stands behind every great decision you will make. And it helps you see all the things that are fake. Don't let anybody crush you into being sad or control you into becoming mad. Don't let them trick you with your grades or promotions. They can't see you, and they may not even have emotions. If something is attacking you, fill countless journals so that you never forget the alignment of your internals. Don't worry. When people push you into an empty void, that is just life showing you who to avoid. Your life matters so much because it is similar to a chain link. When you share your wisdom, it helps others think. Humanity is all connected as one family. We are one people under the sun. Your hard-earned lessons help those who face similar sadness. People will accept your advice with gladness. All you need to do is enter the culture of rising. Rise and rise and rise again without apologizing. The world is a little bit broken, as too much of wisdom remains unspoken. People without wisdom do not build, they short-circuit, leaving promises unfulfilled. Lacking wisdom disables lawmen and politicians. In their blindness, they can only tarnish their positions. This is the world we are all born into. It is why we need you to pursue wisdom and stay true. The full reason why grades, careers, and promotions are broken is rarely spoken. To make correct decisions, we need a flourishing operating system. And that is our wisdom. Without all human beings aiming to become wise, humanity will always short-circuit and never rise. Therefore, the world asks you that you use your wisdom, that ancient art of seeing, to rise and rise and become a great being.